This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will unveil various youth-focused initiatives worth over 62,000 crore from New Delhi today. In a historic initiative for youth skilling, Prime Minister will launch PM Setu for the upgradation of 1,000 government industrial training institutes across the country. Mr. Modi will also launch Bihar's revamped Mukhyamantri Nishchay Swayam Sahayata Bhatta Yojana, providing a monthly allowance of 1,000 rupees to 5 lakh graduates for 2 years. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will visit Patna in Bihar today. During his visit, Mr. Chauhan will attend the Makhana Festival in the state's capital and also take part in the Rabi Workshop and Agricultural Advisory Dialogue. The full Election Commission team, led by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, arrived in Patna on a two-day visit to review preparations for the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections. The delegation includes Election Commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi. On the first day of their visit today, the team will meet representatives of political parties to hear their suggestions. Later, the commission will hold series of meetings with administrative and police officials to review arrangements related to law and order. India has said that Pakistan must be held accountable for its horrific human rights violations in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal was responding to a query during a media briefing in New Delhi yesterday.
We believe that it is a natural consequence of Pakistan's oppressive approach and systemic plundering of resources from these territories, which remain under its forcible and illegal occupation. Pakistan must be held accountable for its horrific human rights violations.
Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi has warned Pakistan that if it attempts any new hostility, it will have to choose between remaining in geography or becoming history. General Dwivedi made these remarks while addressing troops at an army post in a border village near Sri Ganganagar in Rajasthan yesterday. The army chief highlighted the success of Operation Sindoor, which led to the destruction of 9 locations used by terrorist groups in Pakistan. The government has refuted claims of a fake AI-generated video of Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh. The fact-check unit of Press Information Bureau has said that the video is fake and digitally altered and that Air Chief Marshal has not made any such statement. Palestinian armed group Hamas has agreed to release all the remaining Israeli hostages but says it wants further negotiations on a number of key points outlined in the US peace plan. In a statement, the group said it agreed to release all Israeli prisoners, both living and dead, according to the exchange formula contained in US President Donald Trump's proposal if the proper conditions for the exchanges are met. But the remarks appear to suggest that Hamas is seeking further negotiation on other issues regarding the future of Gaza and the rights of Palestinians. The announcement came hours after President Trump gave Hamas a Sunday deadline to accept the 20-point peace plan or face all hell. After Hamas submitted its response, U.S. President said he believes that militant group is ready for a lasting peace. He called on Israel to immediately stop bombing of Gaza so that they can get the hostages out safely and quickly. India's consumer economy has witnessed its highest Navratri sales in over a decade, propelled by the government's next-gen GST reforms that reduced tax rates and made products more accessible. Data available from major car maker companies indicates a significant jump in sales during the Navratri period. The reported increase ranges from 60% to 100% compared to the same festival period last year. In cricket, India will resume their first innings play at the overnight score of 448 for 5 against West Indies on day 3 of the opening test of the two-match series in Ahmedabad today. On day 2 yesterday, centuries from Dhruv Dhurel, Ravindra Jadeja and KL Rahul helped the hosts take a massive 286-run lead over the West Indies. At the ongoing World Para Athletics Championships in New Delhi, India bagged 4 medals yesterday, including 2 gold and 2 silver, to take the overall tally to 15. And that is the end of this news bulletin.